听力课堂，听 class.com。
第十六单元，国际关系。
Unit 16, International Relations.
Section 4,
口译练习。听力练习。一，听与复述。
Listen to the tape and repeat what you have heard.
To prevent the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, WMD, and their means of delivery, is conducive to the preservation of international and regional peace and security, and compatible with the common interests of the international community. This has become a consensus of the international community. Through protracted and unremitting efforts,The international community has established a relatively complete international non-proliferation regime, which has played a positive role in preventing and slowing down the proliferation of WMD and their means of delivery, and in safeguarding peace and security both regional and global. Economic globalization and the rapid advancement of science and technology have provided the international communitygood opportunities for cooperation and development, and also many new challenges. At present, traditional and non-traditional security factors are interwoven, and with the latter being steadily on the rise. Countries are linked more closely to each other in security matters, and their interdependence is continually deepening. It is an inevitable demand of the times to strengthen international cooperation,and seek common security for all countries. The non-proliferation efforts of all countries and the development of the international non-proliferation mechanism are mutually complementary and inseparably linked with each other. Given the new international security situation, it is particularly important and urgent to step up international cooperation in the field of non-proliferation,and develop and improve the international non-proliferation mechanism.
二，听与跟述。
Listen to the tape and simultaneously follow up with your repeating the passage.
The United Nations Commission on Human Rights concluded on April 23rd its six-week session for 2004 with the adoption of 88 resolutions, 28 decisions,and five chairman statements. Issues that surfaced repeatedly during the Commission's 60th session were the situation in Iraq, the situation in the occupied Arab territories, the challenges posed to human rights both by terrorism and by government measures to prevent terrorism, the continuing threat of genocide around the world, and trafficking in women and children. In a resolution adopted at the meeting,The Commission condemned continuing grave violations of human rights in the occupied Palestinian territory and noted with grave concern the implications of targeted assassinations, liquidation and murder of political leadership by the Israeli occupation forces on the overall situation, particularly the possibility of a fresh wave of violence. Islamic, African and Asian nations, along with Cuba,said repeatedly that the Western countries politicize their criticism of other countries' human rights performances, paid more attention to civil and political rights than to economic and development rights. Commission Chairperson Mike Smith, the Ambassador of Australia, said in closing remarks that the last 6 weeks had underlined to all that human rights was a subject of passionate interest and debate in the international community.And that there was a broad consensus amongst governments and civil society that the promotion and protection of human rights was a priority responsibility for everyone. The Commission will hold its 61st session from March 14th to April 22nd,
2005. 三，听与笔记。
Listen to the tape and take notes while listening.
Modern world history tells us that it is the economy and national interests that promote the cooperation between big countries. Cooperation between China and the United States, two major countries in the world, shows that countries with different social systems and cultural traditions can coexist in peace and enjoy common development, provided that they value people's fundamental interests and respect and tolerate each other. This will be an example of global significance showing the world how big countries can transcend ideological differences and develop cooperation. Accelerated economic growth in China will provide new opportunities and give further impetus to the growth of China-U.S. relations. For instance, the surge of private car sales in China and the growth of the aviation industry prompted by expanding tourism have already brought considerable benefits to American companies. China's import of American agricultural produce such as soybean, wheat, and cotton in large quantities provides a huge market for American farmers. I believe that in the coming 20 years and beyond, it is entirely possible for China to maintain steady and rapid economic growth. Its GDP will quadruple the 2000 volume, exceeding $4 trillion U.S. dollars by 2020. Just imagine the vast vistas for American investors and companies.
口译补充练习。第一天，汉英口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
大使先生，女士们，先生们，朋友们，我很高兴出席今天的晚宴。感谢美中关系全国委员会、美中贸易委员会和美中论坛、外交关系委员会、美国商会的盛情款待。新老朋友集集一堂，我感到很愉快。再过一周，我们将迎来中美建交25周年。近百年来，中美关系跌宕起伏，曾共同抗击法西斯，也曾有过严重对立。1972年，中美两国领导人以其远见卓识和非凡魄力，开启了长期封闭的中美关系大门。我对他们充满敬仰之情。中美建交以来，两国关系逆风雨而前行。在座各位致力于中美友好，做了许多有益工作。借此机会，我代表中国政府和中国人民，向所有为中美友好关系做出贡献的朋友们表示敬意和感谢。纵观新中国成立半个多世纪来中美关系的历史，我们可以得出三个重要结论。第一个结论，中美两国合则两利，斗则俱伤。从1949年到1971年，中美敌对23年，双方都付出了沉重代价。从1972年到现在，中美交往尽管有曲折，但双方都从合作中获得了巨大好处。1972年发表上海公报时，两国贸易几乎为零，现在两国贸易额已超过1000亿美元。第二个结论，中美两国有合作的基础和共同的利益。这首先表现在中美经贸合作的互利和双赢上。美国企业给中国带来了资金、先进技术和管理经验，而中国丰富的人力资源和广阔的市场给美国企业带来巨大的商机。中国企业还给美国消费者提供了大量价廉物美的消费品。今天美国已成为中国第二大贸易伙伴和最大投资国。中国是美国的第三大贸易伙伴和增长最快的出口市场。第三个结论，中美合作有利于亚太地区的稳定，也有利于世界的和平与发展。中美合作已经并将继续对亚太地区和国际局势的稳定发挥不可替代的积极作用。恐怖主义是人类的公敌，根据平等合作、双向互利的原则，中美建立了中长期反恐交流与合作机制。G20 近来中美和有关各方共同努力，在许多国际问题上进行了富有成效的合作。光阴荏苒，日月如梭，30年在人类历史长河中不过是弹指一挥间。30年前，我们无法想象中美合作会达到今天这样的广度和深度。现在，中国人民对美国的了解越来越多，学习英语的青少年有1亿2000多万。我的小孙子就喜欢看《米老鼠和唐老鸭》。我听说，美国的小朋友也爱看卡通片《花木兰》。青少年代表着国家和世界的未来。我相信，再过30年，中美友谊之花一定会绽放得更加姹紫嫣红，两国人民的友谊一定会世代相传。美国总统杰斐逊曾经说过，我珍视历史，但更希冀未来。让我们两国和两国人民更加紧密地携起手来，共同创造中美关系更加美好的未来。谢谢大家。
第二篇，英汉口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, mindful of the special responsibilities of the permanent members of the Security Council in regard to the maintenance of international peace and security, we share a solemn commitment to ensuring that the UN is stronger, more effective, and more efficient than ever before as it enters the 21st century.The challenges facing the UN and the world community are daunting. To meet such challenges, the world community's response must be quicker, more targeted, and better coordinated than ever before. As the world's only truly universal organization, in terms both of its mandate and its membership, the UN has an essential role in the 21st century. The UN can only be as effective, as creative, and as authoritative as its members will it to be. Moving into the next century,The permanent members of the Security Council pledge, together with the entire membership, to strengthen the UN, ensure the authority of the Security Council, and uphold the purposes and principles of the Charter. Bearing primary responsibility under the Charter for the maintenance of international peace and security, the Security Council, in particular its permanent members, has an abiding interest in ensuring that the UN is equipped to meet the challenges it faces.We therefore commit ourselves to strengthen the operational capabilities of the Security Council in this area. Only by strengthening our dedication to the purposes and principles of the UN Charter, and by endowing the UN with the means to deliver on its many mandates, can we fulfill our obligations to ensure that the UN can achieve its full potential. To this end, we will focus our efforts on the following priority areas.Enhancing leadership for peace and security. The UN's leadership role, particularly in maintaining international peace and security, must be strengthened to reflect the organization's changing challenges and priorities. This evolution must take into account both the shifting face of the world community and the types of conflicts the UN must confront today. We commit ourselves to foster a more transparent and broadly representative UN Security Council to enhance its effectiveness.As the leading body in the field of international peace and security. Strengthening peacekeeping. The nature and number of international conflicts demanding UN involvement has shifted fundamentally over the past decade, a change that has yet to be reflected in structural reforms to equip the UN to fulfill the array of mandates it now faces. We pledge to move expeditiously to endow the UN with resources, both operational and financial, commensurate to the tasks it faces.In its peacekeeping activities worldwide. Enhancing the United Nations peacekeeping capacity should strengthen the UN's central role in conflict prevention and settlement. We look to the recommendations of the Secretary General's expert panel on peace operations as an important element to be considered in order to ensure the UN's effectiveness in this vital arena. Revitalizing management. The breadth, scope, and complexity of the UN's activities demand effective leadership.We pledge to support steps to empower the Secretary General with a mandate to modernize and streamline the Secretariat further, to evaluate the effectiveness and efficiency of programs, and to focus the organization's resources on priority areas, while bringing closure to activities that no longer warrant continued investment. Replenishing human resources. The UN's most valuable resource is its people. The skill, vision, and dedication of the UN Secretariat staff has made possible all that the UN has accomplished to date, and will determine the organization's future. We pledge to support prompt steps to ensure that the UN's base of human capital, particularly in the field of peacekeeping, can be fortified through a process that is transparent, equitable, and designed to attract the very best talent available from all corners of the globe. In each of these areas, we pledge to work together in coming months and years to ensure that the UN is imbued with the resources, the vision, and the support it needs. As permanent members of the Security Council, we will continue to fulfill our obligations under the Charter and commit to making UN organizations stronger and more effective. To this end, we agree to have more regular exchanges of views on important international issues at all levels. We express our appreciation and support for UN Secretary General for the role he plays in the service of peace, development, and strengthening the United Nations. As we move into the next century, we pledge to work with the entire UN membership to bridge differences and agree on new measures to build a promising UN.
Section 9.
模拟考试
Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone.And after you hear an English sentence or short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
1972年，中美两国领导人以其远见卓识和非凡魄力，开启了长期封闭的中美关系大门。
Yes, it was a historical event. In the past year since we established diplomatic ties,Our bilateral relations have weathered storms and moved forward.
纵观新中国成立半个多世纪来中美关系的历史，我们可以得出结论：中美两国合则两利，斗则俱伤。
You can say that again. Both China and the U.S. paid a heavy price for their mutual hostility lasting 23 years from 1949 to 1971. In contrast,In the 30 years since China and the U.S. renewed contact in 1972, both sides have benefited tremendously from our cooperation despite twists and turns.
的确如此。1972年发表上海公报时，两国贸易几乎为零。现在，两国贸易额已超过1000亿美元。
The tremendous benefits come right from the mutual interest as the bedrock of our cooperation.American companies bring to China their capital, advanced technology, and managerial expertise. In return, China's abundant human resources and huge market provide American companies with enormous business opportunities.
还有中国企业还给美国消费者提供了大量价廉物美的消费品。今天美国已成为中国第二大贸易伙伴和最大投资国。中国是美国的第三大贸易伙伴和增长最快的出口市场。
I have no doubt that the coming 30 years will add more radiance to the blossom of China-U.S. friendship, which will be passed on from generation to generation. Let our two countries and two peoples join hands and work closely together to build a better future for China-U.S. relations. Part 2.Listen to the recorded passage in English and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into Chinese by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the English passage.
China's progress is part of a much wider story. So many of the great nations of Asia began the 20th century ruled by colonial powers, or by dynasty,or bitterly divided by civil strife. And throughout that century, ideologies of violence and malice took hold in Asia, as they did in Europe, and caused terrible harm and grief. Now, the people of Asia are writing a different chapter. Great nations in this region have entered the 21st century as independent peoples, growing in prosperity and individual freedom. The dramatic changes in Asia, from Beijing to Tokyo, from Seoul to Singapore, have removed many old sources of conflict and lifted millions of lives. In the past half century, Asia has been transformed from a war-torn and impoverished region into the world's biggest and fastest-growing center for the creation of wealth and knowledge. Throughout this region, one nation after another has enjoyed the benefits of greater prosperity. But not prosperity alone. Across Asia, rising prosperity and expanding political freedom have gone hand in hand. When people have the liberty to manage their own lives and to enjoy the fruits of their labors, they work hard and contribute more to the well-being of their societies.
Part 3. Listen to the recorded passage in Chinese and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the Chinese passage.
中印两国都是历史悠久的文明古国，这两个民族自古以来就交流密切。50年以前，两国联合主张和平共处五项原则，该原则获得了国际社会的普遍和广泛的认可，成为处理国与国关系的重要准则。今天，两国的首脑从两国的整体利益出发，本着长远的角度，积极努力推进两国双边关系的长期稳定和健康发展。发展中印两国之间长期稳定健康的外交关系，符合两国人民的根本利益，有利于该地区以及整个世界的和平稳定与发展。中国方随时准备与印度方共同致力于贯彻两国的共识，保持双边关系发展的良好势头，以便不断为两国之间睦邻友好关系、互利合作注入新的活力。此行是对贵国国防部部长成功访问中国后的回访，目的是增进相互理解和相互信任，发展友好和合作关系。我想借此之际，通过新闻界的友人来传递中国人民和军界对印度人民和军界诚挚的问候和祝愿。愿印度共和国繁荣昌盛，印度人民幸福和睦，也祝愿你们在国家和军队的发展中取得更大的成就。